केनोपमा भवतु तेस्य पराक्रमस्य करेक्ट् केनोपमा भवतु पराक्रमस्य रूपञ्च शत्रुभयकारि रूपञ्च शत्रुभयकार्यतिहारि कुत्र चित्ते कृपा समरनिष्ठुरता च दृष्टा त्वय्येव देवि वरदे भुवनत्रयेऽपि केनोपमा भवतु तेस्य पराक्रमस्य केनोपमा भवतु भवति तेस्य पराक्रमस्य रूपञ्च शत्रुभयकार्यतिहारि कुत्र चित्ते कृपा समरनिष्ठुरता च दृष्टा त्वय्येव देवि वरदे भुवनत्रयेऽपि केनोपमा भवतु तेस्य पराक्रमस्य ओके नौ Here, the word, last line, Varade, Varade Devi. You will take the first word, it's a vocative case. Hey Devi, Varade. Oh Devi, and Varada means bestower of bones. Varada means bestower of bones. Varangale kudupavale. Now, in vocative case, Hey Varade. Varada becomes Varade in vocative case. O bestower of boons, O Devi, Varade Devi.
I mean, could it mean Vara as in a Shrestha?
No. Varam Dadati, Varan Dadati Yasa Varada. See, varaha, vara means the choice. Vrunoti iti, no? Ya vrunoti sa vara.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Ya vriyate sa vara also. She who is chosen is vara. She who chooses, vrunoti. Isn't it? Varam here is, varam is a boon. Varam dadati iti varada. Varadaha, masculine gender. Varada, feminine gender. So, hey, Varade Devi. Means what? Oh, Devi, the bestower of boons. He says, Kena upama bhavatu. Kena upama bhavatu. Upama means comparison. Upama is a noun. Upama means comparison. Upama, comparison. Kena bhavatu. Kena upama bhavatu. With what the comparison should be. With what should the comparison be. ஓமை எதனுடன் இருக்கட்டும் ஓகே கம்பாரிசன் ஷுட் பி வித் வாட் தென் வாட் கம்பாரிசன் ஆஃப் வாட் இஸ் இஸ் அஸ்ய தே பராக்கிரமஸ்ய அஸ்ய அஸ்ய தே பராக்கிரமஸ்ய தே தவ பராக்கிரமஸ்ய தே மீன்ஸ் தவ தவ பராக்கிரமஸ்ய உபமா கேன பவது வித் வாட் ஷுட் தி கம்பாரிசன் ஆஃப் யுவர் யுவர் வேலர் ஷுட் பி வித் வாட் தி கம்பாரிசன் ஆஃப் யுவர் வேலர் ஷுட் பி வித் வாட் ஷுட் பி The comparison of your valor be. Is it clear? Te means tava, asya parakramasya, tava parakramasya, upama, kena bhavatu, tava parakramasya upama, kena bhavatu. உம்முடைய பராக்கிரமத்தினுடைய உமை எதனுடன் இருக்கட்டும்? சோ வாட் ஷுட் தி கம்பாரிசன் பி வித் வாட் ஷுட் தி கம்பாரிசன் பி ஆஃப் யுவர் வேலர்? இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? சோ கேன உபமா பவது தவ தே அஸ்ய பராக்கிரமஸ்ய. ஓகே, வாட் ஹி மீன்ஸ், வாட் இஸ் மென்ட் இஸ், மை காட், யுவர் வேலர் கேனாட் பி கம்பேர்ட் டு எனிதிங். தேர் இஸ் நோ கம்பேரிசன் அட் ஆல் ஃபார் யுவர் வேலர். ஸ்டில் திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஸ்க் ஹியர், வித் வாட் ஷுட் தி கம்பேரிசன் பி ஆஃப் யுவர்
Balan.
Next is
Karya Atihari. Karya Atihari.
No. Shatru Bhayakari Atihari Rupam. See, Rupam, form, your form. Atihari. Atihari means what? Exhaling. Your exhaling form. Your form which exhales in beauty. Atihari rupa means the form which exhales in beauty. Shatru bhayakari, which exhales in beauty, which causes the fear of enemies. Shatrunam bhayam karayati iti shatru bhayakari. The fit, your form exhales in beauty, which causes the fear of enemies. Fear for enemies. Shatru bhayakari, that which causes the fear of enemies. What is it which causes the fear for enemies? Atihari rupam, the beauty which exhales. அதிகாரி ரூபம் சத்ரு பயக்காரி. சோ சத்ரு பயக்காரி அதிகாரி ரூபம் குத்ர. குத்ர மீன்ஸ் வேர் அண்ட் வேர் இஸ் யுவர் ஃபார்ம் விச் எக்ஸில்ஸ் இன் பியூட்டி விச் காசஸ் ஃபியர் ஃபார் தி எனிமீஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? Okay, next I'm moving on, next one. Shatru bayakari atihari rupam kutra. Chitte krupa. Chitta means mind. Chitte krupa. Krupa, compassion in the mind. Compassion in the mind. Samara nishturata. சமர நிஷ்டுரதா. நிஷ்டுரதா மீன்ஸ் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ் ஆர் க்ரூயல்டி, க்ரூயல்னஸ். ஹார்ஷ்னஸ் ஆர் க்ரூயல்னஸ் ஆர் க்ரூயல்டி இன் தி பேட்டில். கம்பேஷன் இன் தி மைண்ட், க்ரூயல்டி ஆர் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ் இன் தி பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட். புவனத்ரயே, in all three worlds also. Twayi eva drishta, has been seen only in you, O Devi. Twayi, in you, eva alone, drishta has been seen. What does it mean? The harshness or seriousness or severity, the cruelty in battle and compassion in the mind in all three worlds has been seen only in you. Where is your beauty which exists? Where is the form which exists in beauty, which causes the fear for enemies? With what should the comparison of your valor be? O Devi, O bestower of boons, that's all. Varade Devi, te asya parakramasya kena upama bhavatu. Shatru bhayakari atihari rupam kutra cha. Within brackets, asti. Chitte krupa samare nishturata, samara nishturata cha. Bhuvanatraye api twayi eva drishta. What does it mean? Nowhere can you see the compassion in its full, in its entirety, and the severity in its entirety outside of Devi. Okay. Shall we move on to the next verse? Okay. Trailokyametadakhilam ripunashanena. Trailokyametadakhilam ripunashanena. Tratam dvaya samaramurdhanide piratva. Pita. Nita divam ripugana bhayam apyapastam asmakam unmada surari bhavam namaste trailokyam etadakhilam ripunashanena tratam tvaya samaramurdhanite pihatva. Nita divam ripugana bhayam apyapastam asmakam unmada surari bhavam namaste. Okay. Trailokyam yetad akilam. So yetad akilam trailokyam. Yetat trailokyam yetat akilam. Yetat this akilam entire trailokyam three worlds. This three worlds in their entirety. Yetat akilam trailokyam. The entirety of these three worlds or these three worlds. The entire three worlds or three worlds in their entirety. Yetade akilam trailokyam. Tratam protected, has been protected or was protected. By whom? Tvaya. Trailokyam yetad akilam. Yetad akilam trailokyam. Tvaya tratam. Protected by you. How? Ripunashanena. Ripunashanam. Ripuhu enemy. Nashanam destruction. So through the destruction of enemies or by the destruction of enemies, the three worlds in their entirety have been protected, or all three worlds entirety of three worlds has been protected by you through or by the destruction of enemies. Trailokyam etad akilam ripunashanena tvayatratam. பகைவர்களுடைய அழிப்பதினால் மூ உலகங்களும் அனைத்தும் உம்மால் காக்கப்பட்டது. துவயாத்ராதம் துவயா ஏத்தது திரைலோக்கியம் அகிலம் ரிபுநாசனேன த்ராதம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் சிம்பிள் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் சென்டென்ஸ். துவயா த்ராதம் கிம் த்ராதம் ஏதத் த்ரைலோக்கியம் கதம் தாத்ராதம் ரிபுநாசனேன. சமரமூர்த்தனி, சி சமரம் அகெய்ன் மீன்ஸ் பேட்டில், மூர்தா மீன்ஸ் ஹெட், மூர்தன் சப்தா சமரமூர்த்தனி. சமரமூர்த்தனி மீன்ஸ் on the battlefield, that's all. Samaramurdhani, in Tamil we want poor munayil. Samaramurdha means poor munay. Samaramurdhani, poor munayil, on the battlefield. Samaramurdhani te ripuganaha means what? Those, te means those groups of enemies, ripu ganaha, ripu means enemy, ganaha groups, those groups of enemies on the battlefield, divam nitaha, those groups of enemies have been led to or taken to the heaven, divam neetaha. How are they neetaha? Hatva api, having killed. We are being killed. So those groups of enemies killed, having killed, they've been taken to even heaven. Hatva divam api neetaha. The hatva, even that means having killed, you take it being killed. Those groups of enemies being killed, also taken to the heaven. Divam api neetaha. Or passive or sentences. Unmada surari bhavam. Unmada means mad or highly powerful. Surari means demons. Suranam arayaha surarihi. Surari means enemy. Unmada surari bhavam means that which happens. Unmada surari bhavam means that which happens, that is caused by the enemies, that which is caused by the demons. Unmada surari bhavam means the fear. What is that? Asmakam bhayam means our fear. Asmakam bhayam, our fear, api also, our fear caused by the enemies. Our fear caused by the powerful demons. Unmada surari bhavam asmakam bhayam api. Also our fear caused by the powerful demons. Apastam removed. See, I'm giving literal meaning. The in English translation is a pactive voice. I'm giving the literal meaning. Our fear also has been removed. Which sort of fear? Our fear caused by any demons. Powerful demons. Unmada suraribhavam asmakam bhayam. our fear caused by the powerful demons also has been removed. Apastam neekapattadu. Namaha te, namaste, salutations unto you. What happened now? All passive voice sentences. Hey Devi, Tvaya yetad trailokyam akilam ripunashanena tratam. Full stop. Samara murdhani te ripuganaha hatva divam apinitaha. Unmada suraribhavam asmakam bhayamapi apastam. Te namaha. Is it clear? Tvaya yetad trailokyam akhilam ripunashanena tratam. Full stop. Samsara murdhani te ripuganaha hatva divam apinitaha. Full stop. Unmada suraribhavam asmakam bhayam api apastam te namaha. Is it clear? Okay. Shule, it means it's always fear. Balam paditta asurkalinal tondrihindra engaludaiya bayamum neekapattadu. Okay, I'm going to move the next verse. Shulena pahino devi pahi khadgena chambike. Shulena pahino devi pahi khadgena chambike. Ghantaswanena naf pahi chapajyaniswanena cha. Shulena pahino devi pahi khadgena chambike. Ghantaswanena naf pahi chapajyaniswanena cha. A simple sentence, verse now, you all enjoy it. Now Devi. Devi, again vocative case. Devi, nominative. Devi, vocative. Will you with me? Hey Devi. Shulena. Shulena, by your shulam, with your shulam. Naha pahi, may you protect us. May you protect us with your spear, with your pike, with your shulam. May you protect us with your shulam. Naha yengalai shulat sulayadittal pahi kapatruviraha. May you protect. Imperative, second person imperative verb, second conjugation, pahi. Ambike, Ambike, again vocative case, Ambika, nominative. In vocative case, Ambike, O mother, Khadgena cha pahi, cha and, Khadgena pahi, may you protect us is understood, may you protect with a sword, may protect us with the shulam, may protect us with the khadgam, that is, sword. Vaalnalum engalai kaapaatren. Hey Ambike, naha khadgena pahi. Khadgena cha pahi. Then, ghanta swanena. Ghanta means bell. Swanaha means sound. Ghanta swanena. With the sound of bell. Mani osayalum, with the sound of bell, ghanta swanena cha, janena, and chapa jani swanena. Chapa means bow, chapaha means bow, jya means a string of a bow, billin non. Chapajyanihi, sorry, chapajya. Chapajya means a string of bow. Nisvanena. Swanena, Nisvanena mean the same. Nisvanena with the prefix ni. Swanena with the sound, with the noise. Nisvanena with the noise, the sound. May, O Devi, may you protect us with or by the sound of a string of a bow. Villin non osayalam, manin osayalam, ghanta swanena, chapajya niswanena, chapajya niswanena, chapaha bo jya string, niswanena, with noise of the sound of the string of the bow, also, and naha pahi, may you protect us. Pahi, may you protect naha us. Hey Devi, naha shulena pahi, ambike naha khadgena cha pahi, ghanta swanena, chapajya niswanena, chapajya niswanena cha naha pahi. Is it clear? Pratya, I'm so tempted to say as many stories here. I'll keep it timing, okay? We finish this meaning first. Pratyam raksha praticyancha. Pratyam raksha praticyancha. Chandike raksha dakshine. Pratyam raksha praticyancha. Chandike raksha dakshine, brahmane natma sholasya, brahmane natma sholasya, uttarasyam tatheshwari, brahmane natma sholasya, uttarasyam tatheshwari. Prachyam raksha praticyam cha chandike raksha dakshine brahmanenatma sholasya uttarasyam tatheshwari. So here very simple verse. Now Ishwari nominative. Ishwari short. Ishwari means O Lord. Ishwaraha Lord ruler. Masculine. Ishwari ruler. O ruler. O Devi. O ruler. Ishwari. Hey Ishwari. Atma shulasya brahmanena. See brahmayati. Brahmayati is a verb. It means brahmayati verb. Brahmanam is a noun. Rotation, brahmayati rotates, brahmati roams, brahmayati rotates, causative of brahmati, brahmati, brahmayati, brahmanam, rotation, rotating, no. So brahmanena, mean what, by rotating or by the rotation, rotation of what? Atmashulasya. Atmashulasya. By the rotation of your spear. The rotation of your spear. Atmashulasya brahmanena. Umudaya shulathinudaya sulatrudalal. Umudaya shulathinudaya sulatrudalal. By the rotation or rotating. Rotation of your spear. Raksha. May you protect. Brahman, Atma Shulasya Brahmanena. Hey Ishwari, may you protect. But where you should protect? Prachyam. Prachi means eastern direction. Prachyam in the east. Locative case of Prachi. Prachyam. Prachyam Raksha. May you protect us in the east. Pratichi. West. Pratichyam in the west. Dakshina. Dakshinaha. South. Dakshine. In the south. Then Uttara, say Uttarasyam, Dishi, in the northern direction. So may you protect us with rotation of your spear. Protect us in the east, protect us in the west. Chandike. Ishwari, one more word is Chandike. Oh, Chandike Devi. Hey, Ishwari. Atmashulasya Brahmanena. Prachyam Raksha. Pratichyam Raksha. Dakshine Raksha. Uttarasyam. Dishau. Dishaya. Dishi Raksha. Dishi Madi. Okay. All locative cases, Prachyam, Pratichyam, Dakshine, Uttarasyam, Raksha. Addressing various Chandike, Ishwari. How? Atma Shulasya Brahmanena, by the rotating of, or rotation of. So, Brahmanam, rotation, rotating. Two means, okay? Rotation of your spear. May protect us. Okay. Next. Yeah. Chandika, she who resolves the thoughts. This is a little separate meaning, but now you can, Chandike is a vocative case of Devi. Chandike. Saumyani yani rupani. Saumyani yani rupani. Trailokye vicharantite saumyani yani rupani trailokye vicharantite yani chatyanta ghorani tairakshasmam statha bhuvam Tairakshasmam statha bhuvam. Saumyani yani rupani. Trailokye vicharantite. Yani chatyanta ghorani. Tairakshasmam statha bhuvam. Now we have here. Trailokye, see the word, the first line here, Trailokye. Trailokye in all three worlds, in three worlds. Moolahangalilum, Trailokye. Te, your. Saumyani, Atyanta Goranicha. Yani. Rupani vicharanti. Yani, yani twice it comes. First line, second line also. Saumyani yani rupani. Yani chatyanta ghorani. We have that. Yani. Saumyani atyanta ghorani cha yani te rupani vicharanti. Taihi asman tatha bhuvam raksha. Beautiful. Hey Devi, Raksha. Raksha means may you protect. May you protect whom? Asman. Asman is what? Us. U.S. Yengalai. Nammai. Yengalai. Asman. Us. English. Us. U.S. Asman. Raksha. May you protect us. Not yes, tatha bhuvam, bhuhu means the universe, bhuvam. May you protect us as well as the world. May protect us, may protect the world also. Asman tatha bhuvam raksha. May protect us and the world. May protect as well as the world. May protect us as well the world. Asman tatha bhuvam raksha. But how should you protect? He says, with those. Taihi means with those. With those. Those means what? With those forms. Whose forms? Your forms. With your forms. Which forms? He says, Saumyani Rupani. With your Saumyani Rupani. Saumyam means what? Beautiful, peaceful, pacifying forms. Beautiful form. Saumyani Rupani. With your Saumyam Rupam means what? Beautiful form. Saumyani Rupani with your beautiful forms. And Atyanta Goranicha. Terrible forms. Highly terrible. Atyanta. Extremely terrible forms. Atyanta. Extremely terrible forms. Highly terrible forms. You have both Yani Yani. Saumyani Rupani. Atyanta Gorani Rupani. Che. In all three worlds, you were most beautiful, or you can say beautiful forms and highly terrible forms, extremely terrible forms. Yani Yani, whatever are there, okay? Whichever forms of yours, the beautiful forms and the terrible forms are there in the three worlds. With all those forms, may you protect us as well the world. Is it clear?
Swaminiji, what does Yani... Sorry.
Yani is a relative pronoun of Kani. Kim ke Kani. See, if I ask you the question, Kani, Kim. See, I tell you, Etad Kim. Etad Pustakam. Etani Pustakani. Remember? I can tell you, see, Etat Pustakam, Etani Pustakani. I can say, Etani Pustakani. Three books I'm showing. Etat Pustakam, Etani Pustakani. Etani Kani, Etani Pustakani. You can say, Tani Pustakani. Is it clear? Now, Etani, Tani, Kani. Etani, these, Tani, those, Kani, which? Now, Yani Mama Haste Sandhi Ta Etani Pustakani. Those which are in my hand are books. Yani Pustakani Mama Samipe Santi Tani Pustakani Bhavataha Samipe Na Santi. Yani Pustakani Mama Samipe Santi. Those books which are with me are not with you. Is it clear? Yani Pustakani Mama Samipe Santi Tani Pustakani Bhavataha Samipe Na Santi. Yenda Puttangal Enidam Irukkindanavo Avaigal Ummidam Illai. Evaigalo Avaigal. Yani those which. Relative pronoun. So Yani Yani Te Rupani Trailokye Vicharanti. Those forms of yours, those Deho Devi. Those forms of yours which are wandering, which are there. Vicharanti. Vicharanti means move. Those forms of yours which are moving, which move. Is it clear now? Which forms here? Very beautiful forms. Ati saumyani rupani. Very beautiful forms. At the same time, ati gorani. Atyanta Gaurani also. Your beautiful forms, as well highly frightening forms, all those forms which are moving in the world, with all those forms, O Devi, may you protect us as well the world. Is it clear? Where's the meaning? Saumyani yani rupani trailoke vicharanti te yani cha atyanta ghorani taihi asman raksha tatha bhuvam. Is it clear? I'll do one verse and stop today. Khadgashulagadadini yani chastrani tembike. Khadgashulagadadini yani chastrani tembike. Karapallava sangini tairasman raksha sarvataha. Khadgashulagadadini yani chastrani tembike. Karapallava sangini tairasman raksha sarvataha. Again, Ambike comes last word. Hey Ambike. Again, this is a raksha. Raksha. All prayer for protection only. Raksha. Beautiful prayer. Raksha. Asman raksha. Tairasman raksha. Asman raksha. Asman yengalai. Raksha, may you protect. Kapatviraha. May you protect us. Asman raksha. From where? Sarvataha. From all sides. From the south, from the east, from the west, from the north, from above, from below, from all sides. Sarvataha is a very beautiful expression. Sarvataha asman raksha. O Devi, may you protect us from all sides, from all corners, from above and below. Sarvataha, yella idangalilum irundum, yella pakkangalil irundum. From all situations, from all conditions, from all places, from all directions. Sarvataha asman raksha. May you protect us from all places. How? With. Taihi, with them. With what? He says, Kara pallava sangini, khadga shula gadadini, yani astranicha. Your Devi, with those weapons, may you protect us all from all sides, with all the weapons, with those weapons. Taihi means with those weapons. With those, what are they? It is said, yani astrani, those missiles which are your missiles, te astrani, yani te astrani, yani tava astrani. Those your missiles, which you are having, with them may you protect us. Not only the just missiles. Khadga, shula, gada, adini. With all the weapons such as sword, spear, and mace, gada. Khadga, shula, gada, adini. Wall, shulam, gadai, mudaliyavegalal, astrangalal. Okay. Khadga, shula, gada, adini, yani, astranicha. Your weapons, which are in your hand. May you protect us with all the missiles and all the weapons, such as sword, spear, and mace, etc. And where are they? Kara pallava sangini. Which are in your hands. Sangini, the which are in association with your hand. The weapons which are in association with your hand. Which sort of hand? Pallava Kara. Kara Pallava means which is like a tender shoots. Kara Pallava means tender shoots. So with all those weapons which are in association with your tender shoot like hands. That's the meaning. Karapallava Sangini. Tulir Pondra Kaihalil Kaihalod Samanda Patrikindra means simply the weapon which you're holding in your hands. Okay? The soft hands. The beautiful hands. Hey Ambike, may you protect us from all sides with all the missiles, the weapons such as sword, spear, mace, etc. held in your soft, beautiful hands. Karapallava Sangini Khadgashula Gadadini Yani Astranicha Taihi Asman Sarvataha Raksha. May you protect us with all those weapons. Khadgashula Gadadini Yani Chastrani Chetembike Karapallava Sangini Tairasman Raksha Sarvataha. Yesham Astranam Karapallava Sangaha Asti Tani Karapallava Sangini Astrani. That is the meaning. My thing is given here. Anyway, I tried to give literal translation so you also don't miss the. Of course, the book meaning is enough, but still I give you extra meaning just to give you exact translation so that you won't miss it. Got it? Okay. Khadgashula Gadadini Yani Chastrani Tembike Karapallava Sangini Tairasman Rakshasarvataha. They don't give the literal translation. They give just the bhavartha. That's more than enough, but I want you to understand literal meaning so that you know how to connect it. Okay, I'll stop here. And the Rishi Vacha will see next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.